BBC News with Sue Montgomery. More than 60 migrants are presumed dead after a boat was found drifting almost 300 kilometres off the coast of Cape Verde in West Africa. The group, mostly from Senegal and Sierra Leone, are thought to have been at sea for a month. Joe Inwood reports.
Rescuers found 38 survivors, including children as young as 12. Also on board were the remains of 7 people who had died in the crossing. But on the 10th of July, 101 people had set off from Senegal. It's not known what happened to the other 56. Senegalese officials are said to be working to repatriate the survivors. Cape Verde is en route to the Spanish Canary Islands, often used as a gateway to Europe. At least 559 people died trying to make the journey last year.
Legal officials in the US state of Georgia have requested Donald Trump be arraigned or formally charged in court in early September, with a proposal for a trial date of March next year. Mr. Trump and 18 co-defendants are facing charges of seeking to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the state. They have already been told to present themselves to Georgia's Fulton County Jail before the 25th of August. These people in Atlanta gave their reaction to their former president being charged.
I don't want to see that happen to nobody. You're the truth. You know, in my opinion, I don't want nobody to go down, and especially the leader of the free world. But right is right, and what? Wrong is wrong.
I think it's well deserved. He's done a lot of stuff in the background and underhanded stuff. It's time for him to pay for his whatever he's done.
Mr. Trump has dismissed the charges as a witch hunt. The United States has imposed sanctions on a Lebanese environmental organization that it says is a front for the powerful militant group Hezbollah. Sebastian Usher reports.
Green Without Borders is a non-governmental organization that was set up in Lebanon more than a decade ago with the stated aim of trying to reverse the chronic deforestation in the country. It operates mainly in the eastern Bekaa Valley and South Lebanon, both areas where Hezbollah holds sway. The Israeli military says that it's essentially an arm of the militant group. Now, the US Treasury Department has sanctioned Green Without Borders for allegedly providing support to Hezbollah and cover for its warehouses and munitions tunnels near the disputed border with Israel.
Ecuador's electoral committee is gathering shortly to decide whether a replacement presidential candidate selected by the party of the murdered politician Fernando Villavicencio will be allowed to take part in Sunday's election. Cristian Zurita was proposed after Mr. Villavicencio was shot dead at a political rally in an attack that's been blamed on powerful drug cartels. BBC News. A man has been arrested as part of the investigation into a major breach of data from the Police Service of Northern Ireland, or PSNI. The breach is particularly sensitive because of Northern Ireland's troubled past and security threats facing police there. Sarah Gervin reports.
The 39-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of collecting information likely to be useful to terrorists following a search operation in Lurgan, County Armagh. Last week, the PSNI revealed a document had mistakenly been shared online in response to a Freedom of Information request, which included the names of about 10,000 officers and staff. The rank and grade of every employee also appeared online for 3 hours. The force's Chief Constable Simon Byrne has said that information is in the hands of dissident Republicans.
Prosecutors in France have charged 4 people after 6 Afghan migrants drowned in the English Channel on Saturday. 2 Iraqis and 2 Sudanese nationals face charges of involuntary manslaughter. Police arrested the suspects shortly after the boat foundered. The 65 people on the boat were attempting to reach England. New York City has become the latest place in the United States to ban the Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok on government-owned devices. It joins the growing number of administrations across the globe that have put such restrictions in place, citing security and privacy concerns. The platform's parent company, ByteDance, has consistently denied allegations it poses a threat to national security. The family of Leonard Bernstein has defended the Hollywood actor Bradley Cooper in a row over his depiction of the late West Side Story composer in a new biopic. Cooper has faced criticism over his decision to wear a prosthetic nose while playing the Jewish composer. BBC News.